Day two of the world tour. Mayweather and McGregor. We go to New York next. And then to London. Tomorrow, I would expect even more fireworks. Shaheen Alshadi, MMA Fighting SB Nation, covering this ridiculousness, joining us here on Game Night. Shaheen Matt-Peralt, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing great. All right, so here we are in day number two. I found day number two to be far more entertaining than day number one, and I think Showtime learned their lesson. Give Conor the microphone and get out of the way. Would you agree?
I would agree with you on both fronts. I thought yesterday was a little disappointing for me, at least. I mean, I'm an MMA guy, so I'm coming from the MMA side of this. I find the boxing method of press conference to be very antiquated and a lot of it unnecessary. You're hearing speeches from guys we don't care about. And then it was almost like a speech writing contest yesterday where one guy got a speech and then the other guy got a speech and then that was it. And I think it felt like Conor wasn't aware of any of that at all. And like it all took him by surprise. But today he definitely was much more prepared today. And today was a spectacle, man. Like I've never seen or covered anything like today in my career, honestly. In Toronto, the crowded Toronto showed out. It was packed there. It was about 95% McGregor fans, it felt like. And Conor was on fire. Floyd did very well as well. And the whole thing was just a circus, man.
No, I think Conor won yesterday, but I don't think it was a slam dunk. I thought today was a slam dunk win for Conor, and I thought he had Mayweather on his heels for most of the entire event. And I really think that if you are Showtime, I mean, are you happy with this? Because it seems like they're trying to protect and not prop up Floyd, but definitely make sure that he feels like he is the one, you know, having the spotlight. And Conor seems to be stealing it now almost every time he has the microphone in his hands. Would you agree?
I would agree with that. I mean, and I think that's inescapable, ultimately. Like, I don't know that there's many people on this planet that can defeat Conor in a mic-to-mic contest. Like, that guy's just going to talk circles around anybody. But as for your question of whether Showtime's enjoying this, I think Showtime's loving this. Mm. I think they're just seeing dollar signs flying down from the heavens in front of their eyes. The best way to promote this is to give those two guys a mic and get out of the way, and that's kind of what they did today. And it was fantastic. And, I mean, it's only going to escalate from here. It's going to New York tomorrow, and then the day after, it's going to be in London. And by the time we get to London, I mean, the UK is Conor Central. Like, that's going to be a riotous environment. I don't even understand what Floyd's about to walk into for that.
Now, I want to see if you agree with me, because I think they started in L.A. because they thought L.A. would be safe landing grounds for Mayweather. And it turned into a Conor 90-10 show. Today was 95 or 99. New York tomorrow will be 95 to 99. And then London will be 100%. Do you think Mayweather is a little bit surprised at how few of his supporters are in the crowd?
No, you know what, I don't think so, and I honestly don't think he's bothered by it. I mean, Mayweather's a guy who has never been liked, ever. Like, he's more or less played the heel for most of his career, and it's how he's ended up making as much money as he has and becoming the highest paid athlete in the world. He's just very good at playing the heel, and he can play that up. He might be a little surprised at how popular Conor McGregor truly is, not coming from the world of MMA. Mm. But, I mean, Conor McGregor is the biggest star that MMA has ever seen, and you're seeing it in full force on these tours. I mean, again, we could say it a billion times, but this is an absolute circus, unlike anything I've seen before. It's full. It's gone full WWE at this point. Like, they're just up there doing promos to each other. It's wild.
It really is. Shaheen Alshadi, MMAfighting.com, joining us. I think a lot of people thought this was going to be boxing versus the UFC. Oh, sorry, MMA. It's turned into Showtime versus the UFC. Would you agree with that?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, to me, the best part of today, the most interesting part of today, and the part I found the funniest was when Conor kind of went on his anti-Showtime rant.
Yep.
Conor's not a guy that if you disrespect him in any way, or if he feels like you're disrespecting him in any way, like, he's going to let you know about it. And he certainly did. I mean, he went up right to Steven Espinoza, one of the execs with Showtime Sports, and called him a lot of names that I can't say on radio.
He called him a weasel about three times to his face.
Yeah, and I poor Steven Espinoza, I don't think he was ready for that. The whole thing, I agree with you.
It's interesting, too, because I think Conor was onto something, because the whole mic cutting thing, the fact that Showtime had to issue a statement before the event today saying that it was actually the arena, it was Staples Center, it wasn't Showtime that cut Conor's microphone, to me, that screams Mayweather and some of them his side of things cutting off Conor's microphone. How do you read that situation? Because Conor definitely thought it was Showtime doing it.
It could be. I mean, it's hard to say without, and I don't want to just make assumptions without knowing the facts on it. But again, I think they realized today with kind of the reception that today has gotten that, again, the best thing you could do here is just give the two guys a mic and let them just go at it. The back and forth today, once everything got going, was just tremendous. I mean, at one point, Floyd grabs the Irish flag, and then Conor grabs Floyd's backpack that is supposed to have a bunch of money in it, and you know, waving around saying this only has $5,000 in it. The whole thing is just so ridiculous.
It really was. And that's the one moment, Gene, that I was a little bit concerned about, because I felt like when Conor said, "I'll bleep you up if you do anything to that flag," I felt like he wasn't kidding there. Because if you had done something to the Irish flag, that puts Conor in a very compromised situation with a lot of people back home. And I think even Floyd recognized, I might be getting too close to the line here, and he handed the flag back to Conor. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree with you. And I agree kind of in the sentiment there, because once that happened, I mean, it's all fun and games, but at some point, love of country overtakes all. And like people in particular, Irish, can get very passionate about love of country. And once Floyd picked up that flag, yeah, I think all bets were off. And I think he kind of realized it very quickly of okay, maybe this is the line and I'm not going to step over this line, because at that point, you're right, all hell could have broken loose and I don't know who would have stopped it.
Yeah, I think that we would have had a full-on brawl if he had done something really wrong to the Irish flag. To the Dana White side of things, and he was wearing a Zuffa boxing t-shirt today. Anything to that, or is that kind of a joke?
I think it was kind of, I think it was pretty tongue-in-cheek, but I mean, ultimately, Zuffa's in the boxing business now, right? They're you know, part of the promotion for a fight that may ultimately be the biggest boxing match in the history of boxing. As awful as that is to say, and as strange and bizarre as that is to say, this freak show that we're watching probably is going to end up being one of, if not the highest selling fight in boxing history. So, I mean, he's not wrong when he's wearing a Zuffa boxing shirt, but it's certainly tongue in cheek.
Who has more pressure in this fight going in? Floyd's got his legacy on the line. He needs the money, obviously, for the IRS. We learned today that it's not just $22 million he owes. He owes $7 more million from 2010. So now he owes $29 million of his purse going to the IRS. And he has taken on a guy who has never boxed in his life. And if he does not dominate this guy, then all of a sudden it doesn't invalidate his entire career, but it does, you know, bring into question some of his wins late in his career. But here's Conor switching over and deciding to box and leaving the UFC and the MMA world and going under boxing rules coming in. So who has more to lose here in your mind?
I mean, unquestionably, Mayweather does. And I don't even think it's close. I think you kind of outlined it pretty well there. I mean, it outside of the money, because the money is, I mean, nine figures is nothing to sneeze at. This is more or less a lose-lose for Mayweather unless he puts Conor out really early. I mean, even if this stretches to decision and Conor, you know, gets a few moments in, I think that's a win for Conor ultimately. I mean, he was part of the biggest thing in combat sports history, and he held his own at that point, and that's a feather in his cap for something he's never actually done. Boxing and MMA, people may think some of the skills in MMA can translate to boxing, but it really doesn't, man. Like, boxing and MMA is very different than boxing for boxing. It's almost like if you said Tom Brady can throw a ball, so let's go, you know, put him on the mound in Game 7 of the World Series. Like, that's not really, they're not equivalent. So if Floyd goes out and looks bad, and or, I mean, if something crazy happens and Floyd loses, like, it would, you're right, it would invalidate a lot of what he's done, and he would never, ever hear the end of it. And I think for the sport of boxing as a whole, it would be relatively harmful, just because this is one of those rare type of events that we get within sports in general that the whole world watches. Like boxing, it wouldn't ruin boxing at all, because boxing has been here for a long time and it has great fights every year, and already this year is a great year for boxing. But in mainstream view eyes, the people who aren't seeing, you know, the GGG versus Canelo's and Joshua Klitschko, those type of things, this would hurt boxing in a big way.
Well, in the Aldo World Tour, Conor predicted a knockout, and he went ahead and knocked him out in 13 seconds. He keeps on bringing it up. If Conor does knock out Floyd, does he ever go back to the UFC?
Oh, man. I mean, it's really hard to say that he would. At that point, I think no UFC payday would even come close to equaling what he makes already for this fight. I think it's already a worthy question to ask after this fight if he's going to go back to the UFC anyway. But if he wins, it would do two things. I mean, one, it would set up a rematch, which would do even bigger numbers at that point. And two, I mean, Conor could basically have his pick of whatever he wanted to do in anything at that point. It would just be an unprecedented run, and his would probably at that point be the greatest career arc for anybody in combat sports history to just be able to do something so unprecedented. So, I mean, if he wins, the world is his oyster.
Absolutely. And he keeps on talking about Mayweather Sports Promotions and that he's co-promoting this event. How serious is he about the future of that? Is that what he's going to want potentially going forward with the UFC if he does return?
Well, that's an interesting question as well, and it's kind of a testament of how far Conor has come. I mean, this is something he called this shot several years ago, and people laughed at him. Co-promotion with the UFC is something that a lot of people have wanted over the years and nobody's been able to get, and it's kind of been it's almost laughed at the idea that they would do it because they were so staunchly against it for so long. And at the age of 28, I mean, Conor said it today, he said it yesterday, he was able to achieve co-promotion with the UFC. His name is on the same bill. It's Mayweather Promotions, and then it's McGregor Sports and Entertainment, and then it's UFC below that. That is an incredible, incredible feat that he was able to accomplish. And, I mean, I if he went back to the UFC and he demanded that, I would be fascinated to watch how those talks played out because, again, that's a bridge they never thought they would have to cross. But regardless of what happens here, because of how big this fight is, they might need to have that. They might need to have that discussion.
Yeah, they may need to give him that in order to get him back into the octagon to fight whomever they may try to get him up against. If he does want to fight one more time in 2017, that's the claim from Dana White that he wants to fight in December after the boxing match. I don't think anybody really buys that, but that's what Dana says. All right, Gino Shotti, great stuff. Really appreciate it. Enjoy day three. It should be wild in New York tomorrow night.
Absolutely, man. It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Gino Shotti from MMAfighting.com. Go to their website and look at all their covers. They're doing a wonderful job covering this. They're on the world tour, video, audio, and all sorts of great stuff coming off of the Mayweather-McGregor World Tour, day three tomorrow night.